Dr. Penske dictating a mail. I am in Bruce Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Bruce Scott is a 62-year-old male who reports he was diagnosed with colon cancer through a routine colonoscopy in September 2008. He underwent chemotherapy in 2009 and surgery in October 2008. He has had follow-up with laboratory studies, CAT scans, and colonoscopies every 3 years with no signs of recurrence. Period. He currently did not convey any specific work activity or exposure that he believes led to his colon cancer. Period. He says that there had been a federal government decree connecting officers such as himself as part of the decision for 9/11 exposures. He also relates being a firefighter between 2012 and 2022 on a volunteer basis. He was exposed to fires during that time. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Scott alleges he got colon cancer on 1/1/86. Paired medical records show he had a chest X-ray on 10/1/08. Paired the history given was colon cancer and pre-admission testing. Paired there was hilar fullness, most notable on the right, suspicious for lymphadenopathy. Paired comparison with prior studies would be most helpful. Paired. If these are not available, then a CT thorax is recommended for further evaluation. Period. That same day, he was seen at Fox Chase Cancer Center by Dr. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. Period. He summarized the history that he underwent a screening colonoscopy in August of 2008. He was found to have multiple colon polyps, the largest being 2.5 centimeters in diameter at 30 centimeters from the sigmoid colon. The pathology of this returned positive for invasive adenocarcinoma with involved margins for which he was recommended to have surgical resection. History was remarkable for previous left shoulder surgery. Period. His diagnosis was adenocarcinoma arising in the tubulovillous adenoma at 30 centimeters proximal to the anus, status post endoscopic resection with involved margins on 8/23/08. Period. Dr. Watson discussed getting a second pathology opinion rendered. He also recommended to schedule his surgery with a couple of weeks to spare for evaluation of this. Because a pedunculated polyp has been completely removed, identifying the location of this lesion can be tricky. He recommended that he return to Dr. Saluzzi to tattoo the site. He had a preoperative evaluation with Dr. Watson on 11/18/08. period. He gave an additional diagnosis of status post-sigmoidectomy with one of 18 lymph nodes involving cancer, but no residual primary cancer identified at the tattooed site on 10/24/08. Purdy also had post-operative wound infection status post-opening with local wound care with dressings only. Period. Dr. Watson recommended consultation for adjuvant. Scratch that. Discussed treatment with Mr. Scott. For further treatment, including adjuvant chemotherapy. Period. He continued to see Dr. Watson, who noted he was to receive chemotherapy from Dr. Jonathan Chang, CHENG, with Zeloda, XELODA. Last second word is OXALIPLATIN, to be completed that week. Period. He was tolerating them very well. Period. He saw Dr. Watson through 10/9/13. Period. He gave several diagnoses that will be inserted here as marked. Period. Since he was now 5 years removed from surgery without evidence of recurrence, he discharged Mr. Scott from elective care. Period. In the interim, he had another endoscopy on 12/14/10 that demonstrated no evidence of dysplasia, although he had previous tubular adenoma with high-grade dysplasia found on colonoscopy done on 12/3/09. Paired, he had an unremarkable colonoscopy on 9/12/11, for which repeat colonoscopy was recommended in 3 years. Period. New paragraph, he had colonoscopy on 10/23/08, whose results will be inserted here. Period. He was seen by Dr. Watson again on 10/24/08 when he performed rigid proctoscopy, sigmoidectomy, and release of splenic flexure. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was adenocarcinoma of the sigmoid. Period. Mr. Scott was discharged from the hospital on 10/28/08. New paragraph, he came under the medical oncology care of Dr. Chang on 12/10/08. Period. He had Mr. Scott undergo adjuvant chemotherapy in colon cancer. That is stage 3. Period. He then was administered chemotherapy. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Chang continued through 3/21/13. Period. He referenced that with the sigmoidectomy and release of splenic flexure on 10/24/08, It showed no primary tumor, but 1 out of 18 lymph nodes showed cancer. Period. On 12-15-08, he had CAT scan of the abdomen, pelvis, and chest. Period. It showed no measurable disease. Period. Postoperative changes in the anterior abdominal wall are present and are new. Period. Colonoscopy was indeed done on 12-3-09 by Dr. Haluszka. Period. His finding was patent end-to-end colonic anastomosis. One small polyp in the descending colon resected and retrieved. Period. Paragraph, an MRI of the left knee was done on 8-3-10. Let me insert it here. Period. He was seen on 8-25-10 by orthopedist physician Dr. Dwyer. Period. A corticosteroid injection was given. Period. He followed up with Dr. Dwyer concurrent with physical therapy. Period. On 6-13-12, he wrote the petitioner was about 8 weeks and 5 days, status post right knee arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy and Pez anthroid injection under anesthesia. Period. He had some persistent anterior knee pain with effusions. But he also complained of some contralateral knee pain anteriorly, primarily with also associated effusions. Both knees were injected with corticosteroid preparation. Period. A paragraph on 10. So I start on 12-14-10. He underwent repeat colonoscopy by Dr. Haluszka. Period. His impression was there may be inflammatory tissue at the anastomotic site. Semicolon diverticulosis, descending colon, semicolon, the punctuation, patent end-to-end colocolonic anastomosis, comma, 1 6-millimeter polyp in the anastomosis that was resected and retrieved. Period, the exam was otherwise normal. Period, 1 3-millimeter non-bleeding polyp in the ascending colon was resected and retrieved. Period, they awaited the pathology results. Period. He had a chest x-ray on 12-31-10 that showed no active disease. Period. He had another colonoscopy on 9-12-11 by Dr. Enders, E-N-D-E-R-S. Period. He found evidence of prior end-to-end colocolonic anastomosis at 30 centimeters proximal to the anus. Period. This was patent. Period. It was characterized by healthy appearing mucosa. Period. He had left knee x-rays done on 2-10-12 that showed tricompartmental osteoarthritis and a small effusion. Period. X-rays of the right knee were done the same day and revealed small effusion, comma, tiny medial osteophytes, comma, mild joint space narrowing, medially characterized as degenerative changes in the medial compartment. Period. He also had an MRI of the knee, right knee on 3-2-12. Period. New paragraph on 3-12-13. He was seen by a gastroenterologist named Dr. Sasso, S-A-S-S-O. Period. instead of gastroenterologist, put general surgery. He explained having another hernia in the periumbilical area. These were likely related to the original colon surgery, where the wall is just weakened, and statistically about 15% of patients who have midline incisions will develop incisional hernias at some point in time. They agreed to pursue repair of this recurrent incisional hernia. This was done on 3/27/13 to be inserted here. New paragraph. Dr. Weinberg performed another colonoscopy on 10/30/14. He found patent end-to-end ileocolonic anastomosis, 1 3-millimeter polyp in the ascending colon that was resected and retrieved. He was seen on 6/21/16 by Dr. Badolato, B-A-D-O-L-A-T-O, for a checkup. He had no complaints, but needed a refill on his thyroid medication. Amongst his numerous diagnostic assessments was history of colon cancer. A panel of laboratory studies were ordered, as were ultrasounds relative to the cardiac area. The laboratory results were reviewed on 6/5/18. Another colonoscopy was done on 8/29/19 by Dr. Weinberg. It found patent end-to-end colocolonic anastomosis, 1 7-millimeter polyp in the descending colon removed with a cold snare that was resected and retrieved. He followed up with Dr. Badolato or something like that with a B, who appears to be his primary care physician through 11/13/19. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears, normal heart, normal lungs, normal abdomen. He had a protuberant abdomen and a large ventral diastasis. There were several notable scars appeared on the right lower anterior chest with an oblique scar with keloid formation. Appeared anteriorly near the right shoulder was scarring from a port for entry in this medication. There was a whitish eschar, E-S-C-H-A-R, in the subumbilical area in a triangular shape. Its base measured 4.5 inches across and the stems measured 3 inches bilaterally. New paragraph. He did not have any peripheral edema detected in his lower extremities. Perry states that he did see Dr. Blumenthal at some point, but I'm not in receipt of such a report. Impressions. Drew Scott was diagnosed with colon cancer after a routine colonoscopy in approximately 2008. Perry had surgery followed by chemotherapy. He had serial follow-up colonoscopies. Period. There was some recurrence of polyps that were removed. Period. Concurrently, he was being treated for some orthopedic problems, but he also saw his primary care physician and Dr. Badalato for more general medical conditions. Mr. Scott's current clinical exam is benign. Period. In paragraph, I would offer 5% permanent partial total disability at the abdomen for the residuals of colon cancer treated with surgically and chemotherapy in a successful fashion. Period. This is not ascribable to his work duties with the insured. Period. And